points, once again putting it well above the 23,000 mark, which it briefly did yesterday before closing just a hair below the 23,000 mark, and now it is back up there again. The NASDAQ is doing well. It's up by about 1 point, and the S&P 500 has eked out about a 3-point gain in the first half hour of trading. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Mike, what day is it, Mike?
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! It is hump day, and welcome to KCNR 1460 with Free Fire Radio and Carl Lindemann. Good morning, everybody. It is like 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm glad you're with Jared the Magnificent.
Good morning.
And Linda.
Good morning, everybody.
Linda's coming in today.
Yeah, we have some very special people in the crowd. Can they turn me up a little bit?
I can.
Here we are with our headphones. I'm just getting dialed in, everybody. Good morning, and it's currently 43 degrees in the downtown studios. We'll have our highs today of 84, mostly clear tonight, with our lows of 54. There's a chance of rain tomorrow with our highs of 70. And Thursday night, about 80% chance of rain. So it looks like Thursday night showers. Friday, chance of showers. And thank you, that's working now. Let's see. So Saturday is about 63. Gosh, Saturday's 63. So now it's sweater. But here's what's weird. From Saturday, when we have 63, Sunday we go up to 80.
And Monday 90.
So showers on Saturday night. Well, I'm supposed to sing at Riverview Country Club on Saturday night. So that should be interesting.
It's tapering.
The smoke pits will be the fire pits. Not the smoke pits. The fire pits will be going. So that'll be really fun. Anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. I'd also like to do a thank you to people who have sent me cards, wished me well, and wished me to get well. And I'm on the back end of what I've had here, which is, you know, like a kind of a bar in my lung that's, they call it, I don't know how you have mini pneumonia or light pneumonia, but it is. Anyway, so thank you, Pauline and Ted, and thank you, Jim and Mary Lou, and thanks to Kim Chamberlain, and people have sent cards and stuff like that.
You can't
really
believe how many people have just been saying to me they just want to make sure you get well.
Thank
and here you.
You
are sitting here today.
It's hard. It's been hard. But, hey, I'm just, you know, got good people around me, right?
That's, well, I like to think that there's a lot of people that really like you. Hey, speaking about tonight, The Undaunted, an evening with author and survivor Matthew Sandusky, is going to be at the Wind River Event Center. And it's sponsored by, of course, One Safe Place. Now, they still have some seats available. And if you call today by noon, you can get a seat there. So give them a call at 244-0118 and say, hey, I'd like to be able to go to this. This is we're going to this tonight. I think it's just going to be an evening of revelation, for one thing, but other thing is overcoming such adversity. He was a young man that was adopted by Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky, who was a child molester and molested him for over a decade. So Matthew's going to talk about about coming back from this, the courage to heal the trauma of child's abuse, sexual abuse. So, it's going to be an interesting evening.
And, of course, One Safe Place is putting this on. They have a yearly event like this, and they have brought in, like, Elizabeth Smart. They've had some incredible speakers.
Incredible speakers.
Very moving, how you can come through life in your crisis. And it should be very interesting to hear Matthew Sandusky tonight. And how does one get tickets?
Well, you just give them a call at 244-0118. Okay, the assembly, or Assembly Bill 19 was just signed by Governor Brown. And what is this? This gives free tuition, provides free tuition for your first year at a community college at the community colleges here in California, as long as you meet certain requirements. One of them is that you're taking a full load, 12 credit hours. It's going to cost about $31 million, and the state hasn't figured out how to pay for it yet. But the impact it can have on as far as college students goes, it saves them around $1,600 a year, you know, for that year, for because tuition is like $43 a credit hour. So you figure 24 times the 43, and then but the students are still going to have to come up with the cash for books, you know, food, housing, and all that. But what it does is, you know, for those people that it, you know, that it that need that money, it's going to help. Even though they say like 60% of them are already getting some kind of aid, so it doesn't cost them any money anyway. But with so, you know, the change in that, I'm not sure how significant that will be. But according to Joe Wise at Shasta College, he says he thinks that they'll get several hundred more students since they don't have to worry that first year. And then when you look at it, say, well, it's $31 million. If you look at the other side, and some, you know, people say, yeah, but if you get these people to school for that first year, and they take that first year and they get on to the second year, then they move on to a four-year college, they get jobs, blah, blah, blah. Or even better is what I'm thinking is they go to school for that 1 year and the second year, and they get those trade certificates. They're trained in diesel mechanics. They're trained in robotics. They're trained in heavy equipment, maintenance, all these types of things that they can walk away from that with a job that is a better than a living wage job. You can build on that and build into making your own businesses. So, you know, it's this education is a giveaway. We just need to see where they're going to get the money from. They give away so much money as it is. At least maybe you can see something that it works at. So I'm not turning weird on you out there. I am against anything given away free. But if this is something that it'd be great if there's something like, you know, okay, at some point, you pay it back. On the other hand, if they can take the money out of the high-speed rail and put it into this, I'm all for that, because at least you can see something happening with the college students. And high-speed rail is nothing but a joke, a travesty, a abomination, and also a waste of your money.
All right, also in the news today, NFL owners will have a second day of meetings as the league tries to get a handle on the controversy over players' protests during the national anthem, of course. The league's current policy, which offers no penalties for players who don't stand for the anthem, is not expected to change. And Commissioner Roger Goodell said players were not to ask to commit to standing for the anthem. What do you think of all this? Come on.
What I really think about it is I think, you know, they have a right to do that. But I also have a right to say that I think there are a bunch of jerks that are doing it. That 16, you know, guys are making, you know, let's just say they're making a minimum, which is like, you know, $750,000 a year plus this. You know, do they have the right? Absolutely. But do I have a right to say I don't agree with it? That they really, I feel like their stance on that America is unfair to people of color. I mean, all of America, that this flag that gives the freedom to do all this stuff, you know, you don't want to stand for the flag, you know, that's fine. But I would like to take it, treat it like it is in the workplace here, is that, hey, guess what? This is a little bit different because it's a radio station and people can talk. But if you're in a stock brokerage and you start making political statements, you know, during the day, your chances of working there by the end of the day are gone. I look at it like that. But if the owners are, everybody has a right to do that, well, fine. Then take the results of it. People not watching the games, the amount of revenue going down, that's fine. You know, I don't see, you know, you've got people like Jerry Jones or whatever his name is from Dallas who says, my guys are standing. And you're seeing that a lot of the other teams have voted to stand. And there's reasons for that. If the NFL says, let's just continue to do this because really we think we can weather this out, we'll see what happens. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our Cornerstone Community Bank. you know what? They've got this. They've got the newest. They have their newest branch open right down south of Jack's Grill there at 1845 California Street. They're inviting everybody to come in, and it's been open for a couple months now. And they want everybody still to come on in. It's brand new. It smells new. You know, it's like a new car smells.
Right.
You know, you walk in and go, that smells new. Mm-hmm. You know, all that neat stuff.
Great energy.
Yeah, and they want to say that, you know, we have the services and the customer service that you're going to enjoy. We want you to experience how we at Cornerstone Community Bank are moving local dreams forward. So head on down, Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Hi there, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living, inviting you to join us for our first annual Grill and Chill event on Saturday, October 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. We will have the professional grillers from the Shasta Association of Grillers and Smokers. There will be tasting and judging by the community and a panel of judges, including Sheriff Tom Basanko. The competition is for tri-tip and beans, and there will be cash prizes awarded. Our tri-tip has been donated by Cisco Foods and local company Premier Meats, and our signs donated by Sign Stations Graphics. There will be a free raffle drawing every half hour. This is a free event with music by Kickin' It and longtime local favorites, the Pine Dog. At River Commons, we believe in having fun and giving back to our local community. Again, come on by Saturday, October 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. and enjoy the free tastes and sounds at River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, next door to the Veterans Clinic.
North Valley Stand Down is an effort to reach out to veterans who are suffering from the effects of poverty and who need help. A wide variety of free services and necessities will be offered to veterans in need. Transportation is available. Stand Down 2017 is at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday, October the 26th through Saturday the 28th. It's all free with no strings attached and nothing to fear. For information on how to get help, call 605-8114.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. 19 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here. 43 degrees going up to 85. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that
85
right?
Today.
85 today. I mean, you know what? That was the same as it was yesterday,
mostly
though.
Clear tonight with lows of 54. That's what we're looking
weather
at.
Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. Guess what? Indoor swimming pool, a saltwater swimming pool, spinning classes, yoga classes, every type of piece of equipment you can imagine for working out with, and Boheme Spa, all in one spot. What can I say? Wellgate Sports Club, place to go to, place to enjoy. All right. Hey, just as you know, you just heard a spot for the North Valley Stand Down. And we're here with Dave Cockrell. Dave, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Hey, tell everybody what the stand down is.
Oh, okay. The stand down is supposed to assist veterans, homeless, or any veteran that served. Now, before I start, what is a veteran? A lot of individuals don't feel they're veterans. Anyone who served, and it takes 20 non-combatants to put one in combat. You know, when I went into combat to deliver a message, I wasn't the one that issued the rifles to the two Marines, and I wasn't the one that did the Jeep or the tires, gas, or anything. I was there to deliver a message to an admiral in a combat zone. I'm non-combat. I'm just a supporter. So anyone who supported, and like I said, it takes 20. A lot of people believe that they're not a veteran because they didn't go in combat. That's not true. Anyone who served, you supported, you are a veteran. And as far as the stand down is concerned, if you served, you're eligible. So with that said,
That also means in reserves and National Guard and all these others, too.
That's correct.
You know, I hear the same thing, Dave. You know, people go, oh, I was just in the reserves. So what? I mean, you were there. And if they, if they had called you, you would have gone. Well, yeah. Well, you know, you served this way. But you're right, the tooth to tail ratio is don't just because you're not a trigger puller doesn't mean that you're, I mean, you're just as much danger. You're just out there just like everybody else. And this is the idea, is to help all veterans.
That's correct.
As we don't make, you know, oh, you're this or you're that type.
Yeah, we sign a contract, and that contract gave our body to Uncle Sam. So
right.
I don't care if you've served during the Cold War or what, you still signed.
Hey, you were there, and you could have, you know, they could have plucked your little willing body out and done something to it.
Okay, with that said, so that, you know, that includes all women. I don't, I served under two lieutenants in the Navy, so I have no qualms about women being in the service.
In fact, we've got a lot of women that are in the service.
Yay.
So, now, so that explains what a veteran. So what's coming up is the 24th is going to be where we're going to be transporting from the storage to the facility. So we need trucks and trailers. My truck and trailer is going to be down there. All we're going to do is transport the merchandise, which is a lot, right into a building. That's Tuesday. Wednesday is set up, and we need volunteers. And mostly the volunteers we're going to need, we need volunteers for security. What's coming up is the 21st of October, which is at the Veterans
Saturday.
Reading Veterans Facility. They're going to be training, and that's at 1. That's the facility that's right next to the old post office on 1605 Yuba Street.
Yeah, it's right next
so
to
that's
the
21st of October at 1 o'clock. There's going to be training for volunteers. What is going to happen? Currently, we have no court, and the clothing, if you're not going to stay the duration, and that's the ones that are going to be picked up at Thursday, that is, the clothing is going to be issued after noon on Friday. Those are for the walk-ins. Anyone is eligible to come in and go through the what we call the providers. That's where you're going to get the services. The county service officer is going to be there, Social Security, the county veteran service office. I mean, that's what's going to be available, and that's what we call the providers. We want you to go through the providers because that's the main issue of what stand down is for. It's for a hand up, not a hand out. So with that said, and then transportation is on Thursday. That starts at 8 o'clock. We have Yreka Fairgrounds, the Stark, Hay Fork, and the VFW, and Weaverville. Normally they have two vans, one going to Hay Fork and one going to Weaverville, and then they meet.
Well, what you're doing here is you're taking people from all over right. all over from Northern California here, from Yreka through Hayfork and Weaverville, Oroville, Chico, Los Molinos, Red Bluff, and you're bringing them all back up here to the fairgrounds.
And what I tell everyone, show up before 8 o'clock, because I can't tell you when the shuttle is going to arrive from Yreka going down south towards Redding, where it's going to arrive at those stops, which was on the flyer. So, anyway, show up in time, and if the, it's my understanding, if the shuttle is filled, they'll come back and make another run.
Make a run.
But that's only on Thursday, and then if you take that shuttle, it doesn't go back until after the stand down closure Saturday. Those are the people, veterans.
But you've got a place. You've got places for people to stay.
Right.
You have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You have all types of classes and events going on for everybody there. Is this correct?
That's correct.
Okay. The what you see here is, besides job services and unemployment insurance information, you know, there's a lot of positive. You know, you see people coming in there. Many of the people that have come through here have found jobs afterwards.
That's correct.
They have gotten them back on the road. They get they have the ability to get, I don't know, if the driver's license identification, if DMV is going to be there this
year. DMV is supposed to be there.
Okay. So, see, some people just don't have a driver's license, and this gets it back for them. Veterans Administration benefit that they have earned. This is not something that is just a handout. This is something they've earned. One Safe Place, the Corps Celestino will be down there with her people. Medical services, general assistance, entertainment. Now, the entertainment.
Yeah, that's a volunteer. I think we have one. A couple of them, they're going to be there.
Yeah.
I think Chris McCandless is going to be there one day.
Sure.
So,
and you know what? And this, what this is, my friends, is this: is that these men and women get together. They have collected all this clothing and all this, you know, I mean, things from parachute bags to, you know, anything to help people, hygiene kits, and it gets our veterans. We make sure they're veterans. You know, they all their numbers, and they try to get them off the streets or out of their cars or off the couch surfing. And get them back into gainful employment. And this has worked. You've had people that they have become a success and come back every year to help.
That's
to give
correct.
Back.
And I'm glad you brought up that couch surfing. That's a term where a veteran doesn't really have a place, but he's staying at a friend's house for a certain time. And I forgot what that term was, so I'm glad you brought that up.
We've all couch surfed at some point during our lives, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so for more information, you got to give is 605-8114. Now, again, if you know a veteran that's down on their luck, and I know that you all are out looking for veterans, and I know Celestina probably has, you know, over there at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office has names.
Yeah, so one thing about
that. You also need volunteers.
That phone number. 530-605-8114. Please leave a message. That is my phone, and obviously I can't answer it when I'm right here. And also, I've had calls when I was in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, you did. And yeah, I know of people that have called you and said they're talking to you. Hey, okay, here's the other thing. This is for families also. Last year, I saw for the first time, I saw a couple families out there with kids.
Yes, it's a family. A lot of the veterans don't know what they're missing or what the benefits are available. So we encourage all veterans to come down there to see what is available. And we like to have them go through the providers.
Here's your running mate right here, too.
Oh, yeah. He's security. He came down here for a form, which I told him I would have.
Oh, okay.
A form. Okay. Well, let's not forget, too, and I know you've mentioned it before, but I'd like to just highlight that because I think that's pretty cool, that, again, free community service available at this event. Driver's license and identification information. Drug and alcohol counseling, Veterans Administration benefit information, general assistance, CalWORKs and food stamps, entertainment, and much more. But that's just on that one side. There's also, court. These are things that, you know, when people can't get out or they may feel like it's just overwhelming, you walk right in with your brothers and your sisters that could totally relate. Right, Dave?
That's correct. The other thing is veterans organizations that have members from their organization, that's American Legion, the VFW, DAV, that hours for volunteering and mileage is reportable. So any of these veterans organizations that have members that want to volunteer, it is to their advantage to do so.
And, you know, and it's not just for veterans. You know, people say, how can I thank veterans? Well, guess what? Here's a way you can do it. You can give that call at 605-8114. Leave a message. Say, hey, I am Jared King. I would like to help out here. Can just give me a call and tell me how I can do that.
Yes, and as far as donations, we don't really need donations for clothing. We have plenty of clothing.
Plenty of clothing.
Yes.
So, but if you got money, you want to donate.
And if you decide you want to donate, what we really need is food donations.
Food donations. Okay.
Cash. So if you want to make a donation for food, all you have to do is call us, and when you do the check, you just put down there for food, and it'll be pigeonholed for food only.
Okay.
So that's because that's you know, one of the things.
Right.
So,
because you got to feed all those people. So, you know, then you go down and you get, you know, that. So,
so the last thing I want to remind people, 24th of October, about 7 a.m., is where we're going to do transportation for the stuff from storage down to the facility, which is Anderson Air Fairgrounds. The 25th is our setup, and we always need volunteers to do that. I fell from a ladder, so they told me I can't climb ladders anymore.
Well, you shouldn't climb ladders anymore.
Okay, so Frank says before we take our break here.
Oh, and also the other thing is I was supposed to mention pets. There will be pets. That's Anderson Veterinarian. When they register the pets in there, the veteran isn't allowed to go with the individual down to the pets, to the veterinarian, but there will be shots and veterinary
care
there.
They're going to take their animals down to the veterinary, to the clinic. Vet can't go with them, but they're going to be taken down by people that love the pets, and then they can come back, and the pets have a place to stay also.
Right. From,
thanks to the Anderson Veterinary Clinic.
Right,
there.
Right.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Dave.
We're going to talk about it more, and it's going to be a week from Friday. So as we get, we're going to push this thing out a lot.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Dave, for everything
you
do.
Well, thank you.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back with Riverview.
You wake up in the morning. You hear the work bell ring. And I march you to the table. You see the same old thing. Ain't no food upon the table. There's no fork up in the pan. But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Neighborhood Revival. Bay Murray and his real estate development firm aim to reignite an urban neighborhood by restoring an abandoned, historic 80-year-old firehouse. But the condition of the area made finding financing difficult. Inspired by Bay's economic redevelopment vision, Tri-Counties Bank commercial lender Tim Ching and his business banking team came to the rescue. They worked with Bay's development firm and city leaders, creating a commercial lending solution that ignited the redevelopment effort, renovating the firehouse into a hoppin' restaurant that revitalized the area. Now that's service with a vision. Commercial lending, small business loans, neighborhood revival. For personalized problem solving, California Community Branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Save, save, save.
At Redding Kia's Customer Appreciation 10 Sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Redding Kia says thank you with big discounts on every new Kia in stock.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Every day, it's getting closer, going faster than toaster, love like yours.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Redding. Ground zero of
good morning, everybody.
Redding.
And let's talk about the weather here. Currently 43 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 85 with our lows of 53. Tomorrow it looks like we're going to have a little bit of chance of showers with our highs of 70. And Thursday night calls for about 51. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Welcome back to our show. We're very excited here about having this special segment with our special guest, Kevin Anderson, who is the head golf pro, brand new, at Riverview Country Club, Golf and Country Club, and Randy Jensen, who is the general manager. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys
today?
Thank
you
today?
For having us. Yeah, thanks.
Absolutely.
For having us.
Really excited about the fact that what's happening. There's, you know, I've been in Reading for, Carl and I have been here for 12 years, and we've had friends, we've been members, we've had friends, we've been to so many events at the at Riverview, and there's been a real big shift that's been happening at Riverview. You can feel it. You walk in, it's you see a progression happening, reaching out and trying to be more inclusive to the community, and that's what excites me about it. And we're thrilled to be members. And Randy, let's talk a little bit about the new drive for members to be able to tell everybody that it's affordable. It's a place for your family to come. It's you can do a social membership. Can you tell us a little bit about what this new feeling is happening with the Riverview?
Well, yeah, thank you. We when we first got started with this, we felt like we were the best kept secret in town for the most part, and we felt like we had a lot to offer. So we first of all invested in our facility. We reinvested in our fairways. We did a major fairway overhaul 2 years ago, and then we remodeled the lounge and the entryway. So then we, from there, we started our media plan. So we have radio, TV advertising going now, which we've never done before. We've offered some initial discounts for people, new members. So we've created a new proprietary category, a single proprietary category. So we've tried to look at the whole aspect of our membership group and figure out what is it that we can offer the community to make it so that they want to be part of our club. Our club is a group of wonderful people. We have a wide range variety. We have junior executives, we have social, we have programs for kids, we have junior golf, junior tennis. So I think we have, now have a full encompass program with a remodeled club. So I think we have a lot to offer the community now.
You know, what I, but you know, if you're, people think, oh, you've joined the country club, you've got to golf. Wrong amundo. Linda and I are social members out there. We golf occasionally, but we are, you know, we're there for business. And for the different things that are available out there. I mean, you've got, you know, the tennis courts and swimming and all that. But if you want a place, a good, great place to take people for business lunches, it's there. If you want to be able to use the rooms, a thing I didn't realize is that, you know, if you're a member of the club, you can kind of reserve one of the rooms for a meeting
Rotary's always there.
And it doesn't cost
anything. We love that.
And it doesn't cost anything.
And there's a gym downstairs, wonderful gym and yoga classes. And you would do
Let me go back over that again. It doesn't cost anything.
Right.
You know, because
for members, it doesn't.
It doesn't. If you're a member, and you can seat a number of people up there, of course. But if you want to have a group of 30 people in a great place with a super view, you hope that, you know, what you got to do mainly is probably turn them away from the view so that they will pay attention to whatever you're saying. Right there. Yeah, whatever you're presenting. So they're kind of like, in this way, you can kind of watch them looking over their shoulder as the Sacramento comes by and the fly fishermen down there.
And plus, may I add that you are having music, and I'm just, we already announced it this morning. We've been talking about that Saturday night. I've had the great honor with my jazz ensemble to be out outside with the fire pits and doing our wonderful music that we love to do. And so it'll be the first time at River. You and I just can't wait because we did a live remote there. Carl and I did a live remote.
We've done remotes
for Haven Humane, and that was just like the most beautiful live remote we ever did. Right on the first tee. Is it called the first tee?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a beautiful spot. If you haven't been there, you need to definitely come out and look at it, and obviously come out and listen to you.
Right.
We have a lot of entertainment booked for the balance of the year, so we're excited to have you.
Yeah, that's great stuff.
Do you was there? In this time, phase, I guess, of our country and our area out here, less people joining everything. You know, I mean, it's kind of like people are involved in their own little projects and all that. Mm-hmm. And you reaching out like this, I think, is a great idea because, you know, people picture the country clubs is a bunch of people, in their 80s on their walkers out there. I mean, really, okay?
Well,
I mean, a lot of people do. But if you go to Riverview, it's not like that. It's, like you said, it's all ages. And you go out there on golf, you see this every day, Kev. Mm-hmm. There's people out there golfing. I mean, they're all ages out there.
Oh, yeah.
Probably some should be at work.
They are at
work, have a club.
I'm not even mentioning the board of supervisors.
They are at work.
That's where they do their work.
That's
is
where
right
deals
out
happen. Is on the greens, right?
But what you also like to see is the people bringing in their kids. You've got brunches. You've got all those kind of things. Mm-hmm. This is one of the parts of a country club that people don't realize. But the social membership and the other member, junior executive. What exactly is, did you say that you had a junior executive type thing?
It's 36 years and younger, and that kind of offered the young business people, in our town a discounted break to be part of the club and to socialize and to do business and have their lunches and dinners, whatever they are, their business planning meetings. And then when they turn 36, then they become proprietary members, which they pay full dues at that particular point.
Well, at this point, we're seeing a lot of our younger business people, leaders, are starting to take other steps into leading our community, as they should. It's time for them to be stepping up. And so when they've got something like this where they can network in a place that's, they can get together, like you said, for business planning and this, and be able to do it at an affordable price, but also it helps build their business, but also helps build their networks that they have.
Plus, the food is really good. The food is really good.
The food is very good.
Yeah.
Food is good.
And when
we've all said it now, but the food is good.
Where today is really an exciting morning, too, because if you love to hear about people who reach a point in their professional career where they reach the top, I think this is a really exciting time to introduce Kevin Anderson, who's the new golf pro. And how old are you? Women wouldn't like that, but you don't, because you're young, so it's okay. We're safe.
I'll be 30 next month.
Oh, okay. See, that's what I love. So we want to come back. We're going to take an early break. We want to hear all about what your background is, mm-hmm. what led you, because I heard you say you were washing balls and working at a golf when you were 12. Did you say that?
Yeah, when I was 15, 16, I was cleaning carts and washing clubs at Riverview.
That's where I know you from. No, just kidding. Anyway, so we'll be right back. We're going to take an early break here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by
North State Security. I was just over talking to Lance Beck yesterday, and the ways they're expanding out, they're going to be a part of our community out here, of course, with a lot of things the city has brought North State Security in on. One of the reasons they have, it's the largest security company with over 200 clients, over 200 officers out there on the streets and guarding businesses. It's North State Security that's guarding the power stations right here in Reading and REU, football games, Colt 45 games. They have more people on the road than the police department does. And that's just the way it is. That's on the road. That's not counting their static positions of another 30 businesses they're in. Person after person after person in business have talked to us about this, about how North State Security has helped their businesses by just keeping it clean and keeping the criminal element away from it. That's North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Give them a call, 243-0295, and ask about their new, they're hiring more officers out there, and it's a great place to start in your law enforcement career. We'll be right back.
Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com.
It's gonna be the Monster Halloween House Party of the Year with Wind River Resort and Casino's House Party Halloween Bash. Featuring the well-known hip-hop duo Kid and Play performing Do This My Way, Getting Funky, Funhouse, and Rolling with Kid and Play. Plus, DJ Guilty, spinning live beats all night long. DJ Guilty. The house party kicks off on Saturday, October 28th at 9 o'clock. Drink specials, dancing, cash drawings, costume contest, over $3,000 in cash and prizes. Pre-sale admission is $20, $30 day up. VIP booth, $350. Includes 6 guests, swag, cocktail service, and 1 bottle of Sky Vodka. This signature event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for your monster Halloween house party. Don't forget to check out our Spooktober hotel package. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. We offer our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home.
Halloween is better at the river.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A racist is not someone who wants immigrants to obey the law. A homophobe is not someone who rejects a specific lifestyle. An Islamophobe is not someone who wants terrorists to be excluded from entry to this country. A fascist is not someone who believes in their country and wants freedom from government tyranny. This is name-calling, used in an attempt to intimidate you and quiet your opinion. Remember, God's moral values never changed. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
At Carmona's Appliance Center, it's barbecue season today and every day. From Broil King, Weber, Traeger, and the Big Green Egg, we carry all the brand names at the best prices in the North State, along with barbecue tools, pellets, barbecue seasonings, and much more. At Carmona's, we know barbecue cooking inside and out. Discover which grill will complete your outdoor kitchen. At Carmona's Appliance Center, your full-service appliance dealer with a full parts and service department, located on Mistletoe Lane, Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 at Ground Zero of the reclamation of downtown Reading. 43 degrees going up to 85 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for compassionate in-home quality health care, whether it's short-term or long-term, it's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. They have an affordable solution that helps keep your family where they're happiest in their homes. So if it's an operation or an injury and it's short-term or if it's long-term, Home Helpers, Sharon Clark, 226-8350. By the way, we are this Friday will be River Bowl, the River Bowl between Enterprise High School, the Hornets, and the Shasta High School Wolves.
This and we'll year, be broadcasting that.
We'll be broadcasting that with Connor Sutton. He'll be on Friday to be talking about it. At the same time, right after that, we do our Man on the Street, our second Man on the Street interview with our...
What's the question this week?
I think it's going to be something about the standing for the national anthem.
Oh, okay.
It should be interesting. He finds the most interesting people. But then again, I'm never sure what he's going to do when he shows
That's
up.
That's all right.
He sends it in, and Jared, you get to cut and dice it to get it down to the 4 minutes or 5 minutes it is. We're here with Randy Jensen, who's the general manager of Riverview Golf and Country Club, and Kevin Anderson, who is the new golf pro. Out there.
Head golf pro.
We've been talking about before in the first segment of the show about all the different membership categories. And this isn't your dad's country club type thing. Where younger professionals are invited and encouraged to join to help build their network and to give them a professional areas for meetings and all this, and they come in at different levels of membership, and it's and you don't have to play golf to be a full time, have a wonderful time out at the country club. Plus, it's got the best views anywhere.
But let's talk golf.
Because a lot of people do play golf.
Because it is the most beautiful golf course in the world, okay? as far as I'm concerned, the first tee is just, it's breathtaking. And Kevin Anderson is the new head golf pro. We want to talk to Kevin and say welcome, and that's so exciting. And a little bit about your background. But you were raised in Reading.
Mm-hmm. Born and raised right here.
And you worked at the club when you were 15, 16, doing, what'd you call it, ball washing? And
I was cleaning carts and washing clubs for the members when I was 16 years old.
All right. So did you grow up on the golf course?
Yeah, I did. Actually, my family owned Allen's Golf Course for a number of years.
Oh, my gosh.
And they still operate it to this day. My bus stop for elementary school at Bonneville was right across the street from the 6T box, so I would go play 9 holes in the morning, walk across the street, catch the bus, go to school, come back, go over, play 18, sweep the shop for my uncle and my cousin, spray off mowers, and I'd go home and do homework.
It is in your blood.
Yeah, a little bit.
Completely in your blood. So you go to Shasta High, and then mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about your history, about where you went to school, and then you actually went to a golf academy.
Yeah, I graduated from Shasta High in 2006, and then upon that, I went to Shasta College for a year, played on the college team out there, and then... worked construction here in town for a little bit for Jerry Lee Ford, and then went to the Golf Academy of America down in Carlsbad with a buddy of mine who's from Weed, and he and I actually played on the college team together, and he and I ended up going to the Golf Academy down in Carlsbad together for 2 years. And upon graduation from the Golf Academy in April of 2009, my buddy got a job up in at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs, and I got a job at Appletree Resort in Yakima, Washington, both as assistant golf professionals.
She's looking at me because I...
Yakima?
I graduated from Eisenhower in Yakima. There.
Have you been back to Yakima recently? No. Should see the remodel in that high school.
I've seen photos of it because there's still
awesome
people from my class. I only went there, we only lived there a short time, so I only went to my senior year there, but mm-hmm. I graduated from there. And I've seen photos. And
it's
they have
top of the line.
Yeah. They have a lot of reunions, and mm-hmm. they're anyway, but yeah, Yakima was, I guess now is big into grapes. Back then it was huge for...
grapes and hops now.
Great. Well, it was big on hops, but they used to have a lot of apple orchards and those kind of things. But
did you enjoy that? Did you enjoy that community and that position?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, Yakima is a big agricultural town. There's a lot of, you know, mint, hops, cherries, apples, grapes. It's all there. It's 75% of the hops used to brew beer in the United States comes from Yakima Valley.
Yeah, you can drive through. You used to see it out there, yeah. It has its own aroma.
Did you become a beer expert?
I like beer, yes.
No, that's great because it's just a flourishing. It's a flourishing craft. It's a craft.
I definitely got a
love what's going on in Reading.
An eye-opener moving to Yakima, where, you know, kind of the hop capital of the nation. Mm-hmm. I definitely got to learn and have a real appreciation for microbrews.
Right.
There's a lot of them up there.
So what kind of, when you were working at that club and it was the first time you were the golf pro there?
Mm-hmm. So I was the assistant golf professional there.
Okay. So what would you say, what was the clientele like in where you were there?
Very similar to Reading, actually. Elevation's pretty close. You get all four seasons. You know, it's a kind of a tight-knit community where everybody knows everybody. And If you're not too careful, you might bump shoulders with someone you're related to in one way or another on the street.
Or you say something and it comes back to you 10 minutes later.
Yeah, that could happen too.
That can happen too. Okay, but you got down here, so you did that, and you've had, you were at Yakima, and then how'd you get back here?
Since I was working at Apple Tree Resort in Yakima, I was going through the PGA PGM program. Working under the head professional that hired me, and that's a 6-year, 3-level program going through different courses of business studies and golf teaching courses, merchandise and sales, accounting, studying turfgrass management, food and beverage services, you know, the whole operation of learning what it takes to essentially run a business on the golf course side. And I recently received, I got that accomplished and got my Class A PGA professional card.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That was an
accomplishment.
It was a big milestone. I don't know if my wife is listening right now, but she was definitely a big supporter and a big pusher of me getting that done.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good attaboy.
And I heard through the grapevine that Mr. Bill DeWilt was going to be retiring after a very successful long
career.
He's
been wonderful.
Yeah, Bill's a good man. I've known Bill for a long time, especially growing
up here. A lot of fun.
And heard that he was going to be retiring, so I just kind of kept my ear to the ground, so to speak, and just kind of kept moving forward and got my Class A. And then I was down here actually back in June for the Reading Pro-Am held at Riverview, and they had just made the announcement then that they were going to be, that Bill was retiring and the position was become available. And it was a really warm feeling walking around Riverview for the 5 or 6 days that I was there to compete in a tournament. And I lost count as to how many members came up to me and asked me all the same question. Hey, did you hear we got a position becoming available? I go, yeah, I heard. Well, are you interested? Well, yeah, of course I'm interested. It's my hometown. And they go, okay, great. Well, if you put your hat in the ring, then, you know, I'll put in my 2 cents to hopefully you get a chance to, you know, apply for the position and go through the process. And that was literally every single person I talked to. So it was a very warm feeling and very welcoming feeling talking to all those members and, you know, family members of members and guests during that tournament. But that has actually continued through this process. And, you know, even now that I went through the process and got the job and sitting here talking to you folks, it's been nothing but a warm welcome to both myself and my wife. It's been pretty cool.
Well, we're excited for you. So what is it when Kevin comes in and brings his stamp? What is that? What do you want to bring that's a different kind of style, a different kind of... What do you bring?
Looking at what we've done in the past here at Riverview, and going through my 10 years of experience in the golf industry, I'd really like to look. As of right now, I'm really looking at what we've been doing as far as a merchandise standpoint goes. I'm going to bring in some new lines of apparel that I've seen across the Northwest.
We like that.
Actually, wearing one of those shirts right now, you just can't see because I got the pullover on, but. Some new apparel lines that I've had some really good success with in the past. Some teaching clinics and seminars. So from a teacher's, you know, golf instructional standpoint, some stuff I'd like to bring to the table. We're actually talking about, we will be investing in some new teaching equipment. We're going to look at a launch monitor and some video cameras to really step up our game on the instructional side of teaching golf. As far as running tournaments go, I've had a lot of experience in running tournaments over the years. Probably ran over 75 tournaments a year for the last 10 years, so I've dabbled and dabbled with that quite a bit.
Well, that's one of the things we want to talk about is Riverview, you know, people do fundraisers,
mm-hmm.
and they can do them out at Riverview on the golf course out mm-hmm. there. Randy is, you know, I know that you've made the place available for people that are trying to raise some money for some great causes.
Yeah, we have the board allows us 7 or 8 tournaments a year, so we try to match that along with make sure we don't infringe on member playing tournaments
right.
in time. But we also have the club open on Mondays now for tournaments, and we have 8 tournaments already booked. So if anybody is interested in doing a fundraiser and they can do it on Monday, we have a lot of available time. It's a great.
Monday's a great time for everybody.
Right. We're closed, so you have the whole place to yourself. So
that and it starts your week off good.
Yep.
Because then really your week starts on Tuesday.
Yeah, you get a 3-day
weekend. Yeah, you get kind of like a 3-day weekend there. It's a beautiful place out there. That one little spot there in the sack on the first tee, on the sack
beautiful.
In the river right there. I'm going to put a little sign down there. Brought to you by.
Yeah. I love the idea.
Balls in the Water brought to you by
Kevin Anderson, our new head golf pro at Riverview Country Club, and Randy Jenkins, our general manager.
And
Randy Jensen. Sorry.
Okay, Randy, how do they get a hold of you?
You can visit our website, riverviewgolf.net. We have a brand new website. We just launched it and unveiled it 2 weeks ago. It's beautiful. You can go there or
that's really nice.
Call
it
us
is.
At 224-2255. And
It's not your daddy's golf course there.
I want to get involved in one of the clinics. We got to do a clinic. For those hackers like me that really love the course but don't really know how to play very well. But anyway, so I'm excited about those things coming up. So looking forward to all of the wonderful things coming up with Riverview Country Club.
Okay.
Golf
and Country Club. Okay, here we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Thank you.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
First course a few hours later, telling the Conservative Heritage Foundation last night that he commends the work of Republican and Democratic senators, but believes Congress must find a solution to the Obamacare mess instead of providing bailouts to insurance companies.
As White House correspondent Greg Clark said at that same gathering, the president defended his plan for a tax cut.
Reducing our crushing business tax so that we can restore America's competitive edge.
Lower taxes part of the deal as dozens of U.S. cities battle to become the location of Amazon's second headquarters. The Seattle company is promising $5 billion worth of investment, about 50,000 jobs over the next 10 to 15 years. But the winning city would have to pony up with some generous tax breaks. No let-up in the battle to contain Northern California wildfire, or a series of them. Cal Fire Incident Commander Bob Sherman says helicopters and air tankers are on the job, even with rain in the forecast.
Helicopters are good because of the penetration of the water. Goes down through the trees. It's more of a direct than the air tankers, right?
When the rain does come down, probably starting tomorrow, it should give fire crews the edge they need to round up their containment of those blazes. 5 people have been shot at a business park in Edgewood, Maryland. Their conditions and identifications were not released. A manhunt was underway this morning. On Wall Street, the Dow is booming. Economist Hugh Johnson says these booming markets have some wondering whether a correction is right around the corner.
This is the fifth longest period we've had in my memory, and certainly I think in financial market history.
And once again, the Dow is well above the 23,000 mark, something it broached for the first time yesterday. The Dow up 136 points right now. More from townhall.com.
From Paramount Pictures and PureFlix comes Same Kind of Different as Me. Ron and Debbie Hall have everything they could ever want, except for a loving marriage. But when Debbie befriends a homeless man, their lives begin to intersect, and they are all changed forever.
Amazing how far a little 10 or 11 care can go.
Same Kind of Different as Me, based on the incredible true story and best-selling book. In theaters October 20th, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. For tickets and showtimes, go to samekindofdifferentasmemovie.com.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
A federal judge in Chicago is the latest to weigh in on still disputed legal questions about whether law enforcement can order suspects to put their fingers on fingerprint sensors to unlock their smartphones.
U.S. District Judge Edmund Chang has concluded that it's not necessarily a violation of protections against self-incrimination. Chang's decision overturned a federal magistrate's ruling in a child pornography investigation that said forcing four residents of a home to each place their fingers on Apple iPhone Touch ID sensors would violate those Fifth Amendment rights.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting about changing laws to go along with changing technology. Construction of new homes fell 4.7% in September. It was the biggest decline on that front in 6 months. The drop is seen as reflecting weakness in both single-family activity and apartment building. The Commerce Department says results left construction at a rate of 1.3 million units. More on these stories from townhall.com. Senators are delving into the Equifax data breach that compromised personal information of some 143 million Americans.
Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy is pretty steamed about the data breach.
Most of the adults in Louisiana had their data stolen.
And he wants some answers.
We're looking to you gentlemen to tell us what to do about it.
Those gentlemen include Andrew Smith, who represents the Consumer Data Industry Association.
CDIA shares with you the goal of ensuring that consumers and businesses have confidence in the ability of the National Credit Reporting System to keep consumer data safe.
Senators say that may include replacing Social Security numbers with some other identifier or giving consumers easier access to their credit reports. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Ford has issued another recall, this one for more than a million of its vehicles. It could have problems with the doors. Ford says it is not aware of any injuries related to that problem. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on Wednesday, Hump Day. In the studios of Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Phone lines here 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. I'm here with Jaron the Magnificent and, of course, Linda Bott, who is here just for the day.
And we're Good morning, everybody.
She and yeah, gets to come in once a week, and then twice a week, and then back up to three a week, you know, because you still have...
No, we're fine.
I'm just going to keep talking about it.
Hey, we're happy to have you join us here, and good morning, Chat Pack. Really have missed being here, and wasn't that wonderful? I just love to see growth and positivity. You know, I look through, again, as many people know who are listeners, I go through different websites in the morning. I go through a USA, a Huffington and Drudge, Washington, LA Times, and it's just, I got to tell you, is it me, or is it just, is there anything that's going on that would be like, you know, give me happiness. Anyway, what that feels really good when you see people that have loved their passion. They are bringing wonderful new energy into our beautiful community, and yeah. And that's that I like. I am attached to that. I'm attracted to that. So let's tell you about the weather. And again, Shasta Gas Propane, wonderful energy, great people, veteran-owned business. Very big supporters of KCNR, and they're just, you know, the Kinneys are just wonderful people, and we really appreciate them. So they bring us the weather, they sponsor the weather, so I just want to love on them, too. Currently 43 degrees. Our highs today will be 85 with our lows of 53. If we go on through the week with our 8 o'clock update on weather, mostly sunny with a chance of rain tomorrow, which would be around 70 degrees. Our highs Thursday night, 80% chance of rain with lows of around 51. Chance of showers again on Friday. Friday night calls for mostly cloudy with our lows of around 48. Saturday, 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with highs around 63. Sunday is 80. That's a big jump. And Sunday around 56 are lows. Monday calls for 86 and Tuesday 86. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Some of my favorite people are here right now in the studio. One of, again, talking about somebody who's positive and have great energy. But first, let's talk about who is sponsoring this portion of the show, Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They've also been sponsors with us from the day we started this program. We love locally owned business. You can go in, you get your watch repaired. I just had a 1940s man's Rolex that was completely redone by the watchmaker there on the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, where they do all of that kind of work and work on site as well. Go in and get your battery changed. Check out what's going on in there. Four Winds Jewelry.
Okay. Take a sip.
Okay. Can you
take a
rest?
Sip.
Okay.
We're here with Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko.
Good morning.
How does it feel to be the senior law enforcement officer in a sanctuary state?
Oh, well, I don't know about senior, but yeah, it's not good. The California State Sheriff's Association, myself, we lobbied very hard, fought against that. We did make some... get some concessions made that helped a little bit. And now this next year in the legislature, we're going to be working to see if we can legislate some more corrections to Senate Bill 54, but that'll still be a job with the makeup of the legislature.
Well, I mean, or they can change it the other way. So
yeah, good luck with that. Yeah.
So, I called David Kehoe, who was, I guess he's the chairman of the board for this time.
Yes.
And, week before last, and asked, so what's the county saying about this? And he handed me off to the county council, who said, we're looking at this.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything since. I'll probably call today. Say, hey, it's been a couple of weeks, so what are you telling the sheriff to do?
Well, we haven't heard back from county council yet either. So most legal opinions are it depends or it requires more research.
And that's exactly what they said. We're having to, but obviously they have no concept of it. They didn't know it was coming. It was a total surprise to them that if we became a sanctuary state. I mean, it just came out of really nowhere. The fact that it's been talked about for a year,
yeah,
and that it was working its way through.
Well, there's
the
many
Senate
amendments along the
Assembly,
way,
but it still was there, and they don't have a plan.
So even at the
welcome to Shasta County Board of Supervisors,
even at the last minute before it was going to the governor,
yeah,
it went back to the Senate floor. The governor had suggested some changes to the author. And then the author made those changes. And so some of those changes were it made some 800 felonies, about 800, and they were violent felonies, that if a person is arrested or convicted of those crimes, that we could communicate with ICE.
I did see that.
And then it's also some violent misdemeanors. But there's still a plethora and a lot of misdemeanors that they come in, the criminals, and then there are illegal aliens as well that were prohibited in communicating with ICE. And
what,
that
what are you supposed to do?
Well, we can't communicate with them. And so if the person ends up having to bail out or is sentenced and serves their time, and or we have capacity releases, then we have to release, but we can't tell ICE.
And ICE could be there. If you told them and mm-hmm. just say, hey, you know what? We want this guy. Yeah, this is like the sixth time for this guy.
Well, they just happen to be standing out in front of the jail when that person is released.
So what do you play, like charades? You call up and you say, okay, you have to guess. Hmm. And then they say, okay, first syllable.
Yeah.
You know. This is ridiculous.
ICE already came out and said, hey, this is bad for California. It's bad for our communities. Because now
we're going to go after them.
We'll be forced to go back into the communities and do raids.
Start doing sweeps.
And sweeps. And then no matter who is caught up in those sweeps, if they're an illegal alien,
they're gone.
They'll end up being deported.
That's right.
And that instilled a lot of fear into some of those individuals that are in our communities that have maybe been here and been working and been law-abiding, other than being here
illegally.
Never
been a problem.
Right.
They've got a job. You know, they're in school. And they've never been a problem. But guess what?
And it instills a lot of anxiety, too, especially if they have a family or children. And then what happens? And the children are born here. Those are some of the more complex issues.
It's a complex issue, but thanks to Governor Brown and the people and the Democrats that are down there, what they've just done is they've put a whole lot of people that would not have been in peril for being deported, I mean, frankly, are now in danger.
The other part is that the counties and cities could lose significant amounts of federal funding. We received some monies through a grant process called Burns-JAG, and that's for federal funding, and we use that for our narcotics task force, and there's some other things that can be used for. And now you're seeing these grants come through with caveats that you have to comply with some federal law, you have to be able to communicate with federal authorities. And if you can't answer yes to those questions, then you won't be eligible for that grant money.
Well, put down yes? Yeah, we can talk to you guys.
No, it has more specific. Well, that's kind of the broad overview, but it's much more specific than that. And if you can't answer those questions yes, then you're not eligible for the money.
Then you're not eligible for the grants.
And then there's some talk that the president has said, hey, you're not going to get other federal funding. And there's an injunction against that right now filed out of Chicago.
It's a loser, though.
Chicago, Santa Clara, San Francisco, several cities.
It's a loser.
And they got an injunction against that to stop it right now because sometimes the federal funding is legislated right into the law. So then the president can't necessarily change the law without legislation.
Can't make an executive order?
He might end up doing that as well. But it still could put federal funding, and it's just not law enforcement funds. We get a lot of different federal funding.
How about your roads and your bridges?
There are roads, bridges, there's housing.
Education.
There's mental health, there's education. There's a lot of federal funds that come to California that could end up being in peril and because of Senator DeLeon, the legislature, and now the governor that signed it into law.
Well, I tell you what, Senator DeLeon, who's been termed out, but now he's running against Dianne Feinstein. You know, frankly, I hope 84-year-old Dianne just stomps a hole in his chest on this election.
She carries a significant clout card in Washington, D.C. I believe she's still popular in the San Francisco Bay Area. She was mayor of San Francisco.
I think, and she's probably got a war chest that's up into the, you know, the tens of millions.
It would not surprise me.
Yeah. Wow. Hey.
Challenging times.
We got to, this sanctuary city thing, or state thing.
State.
I would just like to hear from the county saying what they're going to do.
More to come.
More to come. And I mean, I don't know how long it takes to research it. And I'm throwing a rock over there at them because, come on. They've known it was coming. They should have had something prepared that says we're, you know, besides that, we're taking a look at this type thing. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Black Bear Diner. Come on. I mean, breakfast.
It's a great family place.
You think of Black Bear Diners, too.
Affordable breakfast and lunch and dinner. Affordable meals.
They are. You know, right there on Cypress and Hilltop, you can't miss them. And go on over there and feed your inner bear. It doesn't get any better than that. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Save, save, save.
At Redding Kia's Customer Appreciation 10 sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Redding Kia says thank you with big discounts on every new Kia in stock.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Stand Down 2017 is at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday, October the 26th through Saturday the 28th. For information on how to get help or if you have something to contribute, call 605-8114.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call Certified Financial Planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you live in the Reading area and have been contemplating going solar, now is the time. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of the Powerhouse Solar. The state-mandated solar energy rebate currently offered by Reading Electric Utility is ending on October 31st. This rebate can put up to $5,000 cash in your pocket. If you've been told in the past that solar was not available in your area due to solar installation caps, those restrictions have been lifted for a limited time. Taking advantage of this rebate opportunity is simple. Call the Reading Electric Utility today, and they will give you a voucher number. Then call Powerhouse Solar, and we will design and install a state-of-the-art SunPower solar energy system to meet your family's specific energy needs. Powerhouse Solar is an elite dealer for SunPower and is the oldest SunPower dealership in California. Don't miss this opportunity. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on Facebook or at powerhousesolar.com.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. Join us, the Shasta Marines, in celebrating the 242nd birthday of our United States Marine Corps. This year, the event takes place at Wind River Casino on Friday, November 10th. Our guest speaker will be a young Marine who served in Iraq and paid a high price for his service. For information, contact Mike at 524-7595. That number again, 524-7595. We hope to see you there, Marines. Semper Fi.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, going up to 85 today. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know what? This is where we buy our firearms. Locally owned, locally operated. Been in the business for, gosh, about as long as we have been here, over 8 years in Reading. And not only is their customer service just the finest, their gunsmithing, there's nothing better to get if you need something done on your firearm, a trigger, something to be done to make it, making it work better, new sights, who knows, whatever they can do, because they do such great work there. Veterans get discounts. You're not going to find a better place to buy a firearm than Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur open Tuesday through Saturday. I have some tickets right here to the Boondocker Ball that's going to be this Friday, the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. These tickets are good for dinner and dancing. It's from 5:30 to 11 p.m. You don't have to stay that long. Of course, they also have raffle items. They have all types of great things, raffling off guns and different types of trips and everything. And I've got tickets for that right here. Give us a call at 605-45-67 to get your tickets, and I can probably give away at least four here. If you want to take yourself, and you'll be sitting at the KCNR table, so yourself and another couple, and right here at the Boondocker Ball. Okay, we're here with Sheriff Tom Basenko, and Sheriff Tom is these people are calling; they're just loading it up.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a number of tickets to give away. So if the phone's ringing, let it ring because he'll get to you in a second. Here with Sheriff Tom Basenko. You said something about Black Bear Diner.
I did. You just had the commercial for them. And Black Bear is a great member, a great business of our community, locally owned here, but they're all over the United States. They're spreading out more. But right here in our community, every year they sponsor an event called Badges and Bears. And so local law enforcement officers will be serving coffee and chatting with the customers between 7 and 10 a.m. on October 27th. And then the funds are donated, partial funds from the proceeds of the sales of breakfasts and stuff, are donated this year to the YMCA.
Okay, what you didn't miss, are you telling them that they're giving away already? I've got more to give away. That's what I was telling you. Yeah. I have. How many have we given away? Four? I've got two more to give away today.
You've got a handful there.
Yep. I've got two more to give away.
All right.
So if you call back. I'm sorry. Call back again. He could not read my lips.
So the Black Bear Diner does a great job, and the proceeds, partial proceeds from the fundraising event will benefit the local YMCA.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So thanks to Bruce for sponsoring that every
Bruce
year.
Bruce and Michelle Dean,
yes.
Thank you so much. You've got some gun laws that are...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Some new gun laws.
At the end of the...
for today. We've got more tomorrow.
With the end of the legislative session, a bunch of gun bills went to the governor's desk, and that was happening just about the same time as the Las Vegas tragedy occurred with mass shooting. So one of the bills he vetoed, which was to have businesses increase their level of security, if you will. They had to end up installing bolsters, like the big concrete cement bolsters in front of the front door to prevent somebody from ramming through the front door, more bars. They have to lock up.
Did they pass that thing?
That was actually vetoed.
Yeah, he vetoed that one.
That would have
cost small business
owners a lot of money.
It wouldn't have hurt the big guys.
No, in fact, the big guys, like Big Five, negotiated an exemption to it.
To them.
To them.
Yeah. What was that?
Yeah, I don't know. But
It's money. It's money because they're being bought off down in Sacramento. You're just being bought. You're a bunch of thugs in Sacramento.
So not only due to window openings, which are usually fortified, they were going to have to cause more fortification even inside the business and then outside the business. That was going to cost a lot of money. And then, of course, it's costing businesses money. They'll either ever have to go out of business or pass the cost on to the consumer. And that was going to cause a rise in prices. But the governor did veto that one.
Well, you know what? It would, because it served no purpose that I could see, or that any of the small...
It
you know,
really was not going to address gun violence, mental health issues. So another one that was signed, right now it's illegal to carry, open carry, a handgun in an incorporated city or out in the county, too. So the governor expanded that with Assembly Bill 7, which prohibits the carrying of long guns in areas of the unincorporated area of the county. There are some exemptions, like when you're hunting and stuff, but basically anywhere that hunting or shooting would be prohibited, you can't carry your long gun with you. And there's a whole lot of exemptions, but it's not listed in the law. You have to go look them up in other laws, so that's going to be a little bit confusing. And or boards of supervisors in other cities can also make ordinances to make carrying of guns
so
illegal.
If I'm going to hunt pigs in an unincorporated area, as long as I'm hunting, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I carry my gun in my car?
Yes.
Okay.
You can't open carry. You can't sling it over your shoulder and go walking down a public roadway. That's gonna be a problem.
Yeah. Well.
So another one that got.
How about county roads?
That's what we're talking about is county roads, unincorporated
areas. Okay, but see, some of these are dirt roads that you may be walking down to get to another piece of property.
I think would be a public. Is it a private road or a public road? So some differences, and so you'll have to look up all those exemptions, and there are some of those in there. That was an L.A. County bill, of course.
Does that also include, like, BLM land? Because that's federal, so it doesn't count that.
No.
Okay.
Only where illegal to shoot, basically.
If I'm hunting on a... I'm out on some property, but county road goes through it.
You can't be on the county road part.
What if
I could be on the private property.
If I can be on private property on either side, but I've got to cross the road, I could be caught right then.
Maybe not, because you're hunting.
Okay.
So there's some exemptions.
Okay,
there.
So there's some... And
so you have to look those up.
And frankly, I mean...
That's not going to be a problem here.
A deputy comes by and goes, hey, and he waves at us as he drives by.
Right.
Unless we're like holding severed heads.
And I sent a letter in opposition of that, because I can understand it in high-density populations like Los Angeles County. They're still unincorporated, but they're a metropolitan area. But they were trying to do a one-size-fits-all law. Another one that got passed is affecting CCW carriers, and we have a lot of CCW carriers here. It was Assembly Bill 424 by Kevin McCarty out of Sacramento. And right now the current law is if you have a CCW, you can carry on school grounds if the school superintendent or the school board has approved it. A number of school districts in Shasta County have done that, and also I think down in Folsom and a couple other places in California. And so McCarthy took that on and said no longer and took that exemption out of the law. So effective January 1, it'll be illegal for a CCW carrier to have their gun on a school campus, even if it was allowed now. And so that's another one that was signed by the governor.
No guns on school grounds, period.
Period. Even if the school board or the superintendent has allowed
it. And here's what happened on that. They said, oh, well, who would let them do that? Well, there are certain counties that, hey, we trust our concealed
Anderson
carry.
Anderson High School District was the first in the state.
Yeah, it says, hey, we trust these guys. Mm-hmm. And so they were just
flabbergasted
if somebody would do that. So now let's just take that right away from them, too.
They did.
We don't trust you people down there, and you know, because you people are stupid over there.
So, Carl, this one is going to make you feel better and feel safer because now under Assembly Bill 1525, that new gun packaging, so if you buy a new gun after a certain date, the packaging on there is going to basically say, warning, firearms can be a detriment to your health. Much like the Surgeon General has determined smoking to be bad for you, they're going to have some warnings that firearms can be dangerous. And of course, that'll make everybody safer and reduce gun violence. And I say that sarcastically. So
I just don't say anything anymore, hardly, because I'm just going to sit here. I mean, what do people really think? Do people really? I mean, these people are.
So this one.
This will get
you going. I see Linda reaching for the medicine cabinet here in the studio.
Just give me a shot.
Give Carl some high blood pressure medication.
Oh, gosh.
So,
is a new one?
Yeah, Senate Bill 626. The governor signed that, and that takes away, or it can take away, that now the judges will be able to delete a mandatory strike if you use a gun in the commission of a felony, or if they want to delete the mandatory special enhancements for additional sentencing if you use a gun in the commission of a crime. So here you have an opportunity to lock up a violent felon who uses a gun in the commission of a crime, and the governor signed into law this that allows judges to delete the strike and to delete special sentencing for additional time in prison.
So one of the problems that we have is gun violence. So if somebody, a gangbanger, you see, I know what this is about. You got a gangbanger in a car with a gun that does the shooting, and the other guys are just in the car. See, but I think if you're in the car where there's a shooting, you also have that gun enhancement. Is that correct?
Have to ask a lawyer on that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It requires more research.
I think that's what it was, is this one guy said, hey, I was just riding in the car, and they gave me another 10 years because there was a shooting going on.
Basically, that's what
the
law.
That was what it was about.
And the guy said in prison, hey, I didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
Well, the prisons are full of people that, quote, I didn't do it.
Nobody ever does it. Everybody's innocent in prison. I mean, you go and talk. Well, the guy's been in like 30 years.
And
they usually start admitting it.
It's also signed into law a senior discount for violent felons. So if a
wait a minute, I want to talk about this when we get back because I know what this is about. So you could be a murderer.
Murder is excluded.
Okay, how about rapist? Excluded.
Excluded.
Now, okay, violent felon though.
Violent felon.
Violent felon. Pistol whips people.
So we're coming up on a break, it sounds
break
like.
Right now.
Okay.
All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Oh, man, I need to run around outside screaming. Alliance Heating and Air, been in the business over 25 years. That's right. Alliance Heating and Air, a better-known company that's been voted best in the North State, and there's a reason. It's because they are the best in the North State. This is the only ones we let touch our heaters or cooling system, and they do a great job. They've kept it going. They've, you know, one time that through no fault of theirs that a compressor broke down, that they came in and brought in portable air conditioners.
Martin, during might have 100 to come in here this morning, Martin, and put an air conditioner going to cool you down a little bit. Here.
Yeah, I might have to, Martin. You might need to bring that portable right in here right now because I've got a feeling that when we come back, you're getting ready to tell me something, Sheriff. It's just going to just inflame me. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Sheriff Tom Bosinko knows everybody in town. And by the way, Sheriff Tom and many others got to start at North State Security.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Join One Safe Place on Wednesday, October 18th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for Undaunted, an evening of inspiration with guest speaker Matthew Sandusky, adopted son of former Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky, who will discuss his journey from being a victim to becoming a survivor. Undaunted is a One Safe Place benefit dinner to help support a community affected by family violence. For tickets, table, and sponsorship information, visit One Safe Place at ospshasta.org.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 18th of October. It's going to go up to 85 today. The weather's going to be nice for the rest of the week. Well, I take that back. On tomorrow, it's going to start raining. And we're going to have some rain Thursday night and some Friday.
And we
tapering
sure
off
that.
Saturday. Yeah, we could use that. It'd help. It's not going to be have a big impact on the fires because it's not that much. If we had like a week of it, it probably
even
would.
Even just temperatures lowering dropping. And the humidity going up, that helps the firefighters.
Well, that's from that humidity going up. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue, another veteran-owned business that gives just outstanding service, discounts for seniors and veterans, so any place I would ever get my hair cut. Man's Last Stronghold. I love it. Okay, we're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko, and he was getting ready to totally blow me out of the water on this one, since I was already levitating over the last new laws coming out of Sacramento that impacts. By the way, if you use a gun in commission of a crime, doesn't mean that you get that extra 10-year hiccup on your sentencing.
Now
if you can convince the judge saying, you know, Judge, it wasn't a real gun. It was a real gun, but it didn't have a bullet in it. I would never hurt anybody.
The
devil made me do it. And the judge would go, okay, look, I'm just going to give you a robbery thing. I'm not going to add the other 10 years that you should get because you used a gun. Now, this one is called the senior discount. The senior discount.
Yeah. So, if you are 60 years of age or older as a felon, serving time in prison, and you can be a violent felon of certain crimes of violence, so murderers don't get out and rapists don't get out, but now you get a senior discount if you've served 25 years of your sentence, and then you're eligible for parole and get released. And all of this is about reducing the prison population and putting more responsibilities on the counties. You've seen our crime rate go up, our violent crime rate go up all throughout California. And this is going to have another impact because they believe that, hey, when you're 60 years old, you're not going to go out and commit crime. But these people have been in prison for a good majority of their lives.
At least 25 years, right?
At least 25 years.
So
they're going to get released.
They're going to be released. Now, does it have little caveats on there, like, say, you need to have a place you're going to?
No.
Okay, so it doesn't say, because I know that when we went over, took our tour of San Quentin, that they said, you know, if you're going to go on parole, you know, if they give people parole.
Right.
It's usually the ones that have a place to go to, that family and all these things. But it does make any difference here. You're 65 years old. You've spent 30 years of your life or more in prison. That's 30 years on this.
They'll send you back to your home of where you were sentenced from. But it doesn't mean that you necessarily have a home. County of residence, should I say.
Is it sexual predators? Is it...
No, the sexual crimes and the really violent crimes like rape and murder, those won't be eligible. But you can still have a violent past and doing a lot of time, and you still could get out. And that's another impact to California, another impact for law enforcement.
Has anybody done a study? I thought I saw a study that's been done since AB 109 in the impact... All right, I read about it. I have not seen the study. An impact that AB 109, 47, 57, wherever they are, the impact it's had on our communities.
Yeah, there is one out. And, of course, there's statistics, and then...
Damn statistics.
Damn statistics, yeah. And so a lot of the way that they count recidivism, repeating crimes, is you have to have a conviction.
Okay.
Well, if you can be out committing crime, and if you haven't been caught... That doesn't count. You can be arrested a whole bunch of times, but unless you're convicted.
As we do.
Yeah, arrested a whole bunch of times, and unless you're convicted, they don't believe that person is recidivating, which is nuts. And we fought on that one when they made the definition. And then, so that's just more of the laws. There'll be another bunch coming up this fall and going through as the legislature comes back into fall session now. The jail is always full. Like right now, the jail has about 28 people in for some form of murder, 28 people in for robbery, 23 people in for rape, 51 people in for assault with a deadly weapon, 51 people in for domestic violence. And these are some of the worst of the worst. Then we have our thefts of burglary and theft and grand theft auto, which a lot of grand theft auto is now misdemeanors because they reduced that down because your vehicle has to be worth a certain amount of money for it to become a felony. So we have 41 people in for various forms of theft. And then with drug violations and DUIs, about 273 people are unsentenced. That's the majority of people that are waiting trial. And so every day we're full. Our average daily population is at 348. We have a 90% cap. That's 348 is just above that 90% cap. And we're full. And every day we get between 30 and 60 bookings.
Every day?
Every day.
So how long does it take to be, usually on the average, to be sentenced?
It depends on the crime. And it depends if they want to go all the way to jury trial. Obviously, these really violent crimes like murder, robbery, and those take a while to get, especially murder trials can be much longer. They can be in for a year or more awaiting trial. And then obviously you can't release those people.
Did I hear you say, and let's just back up again, 30 to 60 new bookings?
Every day. Every day.
In
fact, a tour of the jail. We did a tour the other day for a group of people. And so I swore them in as junior deputy sheriffs and gave them the job of making classifications and said, okay, let's go through this hierarchy that I just gave you. And we have to release 30 people, so let's go through and pick them. And there's a little bit different makeup at that time. And they said, hey, let's release this one person who has forgery. Okay, we'll do that one. And they didn't have all the background, but we were just doing pretend.
Yeah.
So let's release that one. Okay, you got 29 to go. At that time, there was 15 people on Grand Theft Auto in custody. And those are probably people that have had multiple Grand Theft Autos. So let's release all of those. Okay, they'll probably go out and steal more cars. So you're up to 16 now. We're just barely halfway to release if we get 30 bookings. We couldn't come up with any more. So we take a tour out into our booking level and holding cells. I said, you see all these sheets of paper on the door? I said, every one of them is a booking. And I said, I've already counted them up. I said, there's 25 of them there right now. And I said, we're not done with the shift, so there's going to be more people coming in. I get a text message at that time that Reading PD had arrested two people for murder. So I said, now we got to make that 27 coming in. You got two people in for murder. You know you're not going to let them out. So what do you do? And they had a much better understanding of the stress and the challenges that my staff is under when they're having to make those decisions of who to keep and who to release.
Well, you know, I went through that, and we looked at it. And he said, you know what? I've got a guy. He's a very, very amiable guy. He's very likable, but he burgles houses. This is how he makes his money. He goes in when people aren't there, and he steals your stuff, and he fences it. He said, but he's not a danger. He's not somebody that's going to hit you in the head or any of that stuff. You know, if you ever caught him, he'd run screaming out of the house.
Right.
Guess what? He gets turned loose. And he's going to go out. I know he's going to go out to the area he's in, and he's going to steal stuff. But I've got to take these two guys who've just killed somebody and put them in there.
And then we have long-term sentence people that are doing anywhere from 1 year plus up to 6 years.
How many of those do you have?
I didn't bring that one with me, but we got
approximately
30? Probably, no, not 30 total, but serving multi-year sentences, it's less than a dozen.
Okay.
But we still have to keep them.
So
we have a maximum of 6 years doing here right now.
Can you ship them full-time to someplace else?
Yes, and we do. We have out-of-county beds that we ship them. But sometimes the other counties don't want to accept certain people that have a discipline problem, medical problem.
They don't want to do that. They want your good guys.
Yeah. Kind of the good bad guys.
They want the good bad guys because they're. I don't have to worry about them hitting one of my deputies. I don't have to worry about them throwing their feces at people and all these other stuff. We'll just keep those homegrown, hellions here.
So yeah, we do have some contract beds out of county with other counties, and that helps a little bit, but very very challenging. I'm working on a plan to see if we can expand some beds within the jail too.
Okay, we'd like to talk about it. We got everybody calling, though. We're going to have people coming up next. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, another way of helping to handle the problems of somebody breaking in your house and you feel threatened. Northern Firearms Instruction gives great classes in the concealed carry, advanced pistol, tactical rifle, has classes all over Northern California. In fact, is the largest privately owned firearm instruction company in California is Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 530-999-1822 or check them out online at usgunpro.com. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basinko.
I'll wear the ring. Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center. Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time again for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Friday, October 20th at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. Boondocker Ball is a 1940s USO-style dinner and dance with live music from the Lou White Band, plus live auction and drawings from among many firearms, dinners, trips, and more. It's $35 per person, $50 per couple, and you can buy a table of eight for $500, which includes $400 worth of drawing tickets. Buy your tickets now. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And keep the date Friday, October 20th for the Boondocker Ball, a fundraiser for the Northern California Veterans Museum Building Project. Thank you for your support. That number again, 378-2280. The Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
At Carmona's Appliance Center, it's barbecue season today and every day. From Broil King, Weber, Traeger, and the Big Green Egg, we carry all the brand names at the best prices in the North State, along with barbecue tools, pellets, barbecue seasonings, and much more. At Carmona's, we know barbecue cooking inside and out. Discover which grill will complete your outdoor kitchen. At Carmona's Appliance Center, your full-service appliance dealer with a full parts and service department, located on Mistletoe Lane, Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil Shasta. Siskiyou Transport. You know, have you maintained all your heaters and water heaters and all this? This is the time to do it before it gets really cold. You see, give SST Oil a call at 241-1167. They have maintenance specials. They have veteran specials. They have a lot of things that they're doing. And just think about this. How about a mobile billboard? That's right. Mobile billboard truck advertising is a perfect way to get your message out on the streets and to the consumers. Give SST Oil a call. Cost-effective advertising, powerful graphic displays, everything. 241-1167. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko. Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Yeah, but Tom, you mentioned that with the releases that you have to do and the discretionary choice you have to make, I was wondering, do you turn those people just straight loose, or do you put them on ankle bracelets, or do you can you send them to the work release program? Or I'm confounded by the fact that you just can't just turn them loose with no confinement of any kind. So I was wondering if you could answer that for me.
Good question.
That's
Billy
a great
Bob.
Question, Billy Bob.
Most of the people that are released due to lack of capacity in the jail are released with a new court date because they haven't been convicted yet. So our work release program are for those people that have been convicted or working off sentences. In a few cases, some go to court and then are released by the court on their own recognizance, and they put a ankle bracelet on them, but those are very limited on those that qualify for the ankle bracelets. and that's a supervised OR. And then so they work with that, and that's through the courts and the probation department of who gets the ankle bracelets when they're released. But work release is for sentenced people. Other than that, if we're full, and we're always full, we don't have any room, a person gets released.
Just kick them out.
They kick them out. That's they give it. Them a court date when to show up in court. And to no surprise, a lot of them don't show up in court, and then they get another warrant for their arrest.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking is there got to be some method that you can – you can control that, because that would be like herding cats out there.
It is. You don't even have much of herding of the cats. Usually they're just the cats are released. And
the feral cats that run back to their areas.
That's yeah. the problem. The solution for it is to have more jail beds, and we've not been able to be able to finance that because of the operational costs of running a jail. Hey, but a very good question. Right. Thanks for calling
Billy Bob,
in.
We got other people lined up here, too. Thanks a lot, Billy Bob.
Thanks.
You bet.
Bye.
All right. Carrie, good morning. You have a question for Sheriff Pasinka?
Well, what I wanted to do was to let you all know about the new legislation that might be coming out to help the sheriff, number one. And, Tom, I'd like to thank you for coming to the Patriot meeting the other night. We certainly had a full house, including actually a supervisor from Trinity County and a gentleman who's running for sheriff in Trinity
right.
County that also came. We need to have the resources for the sheriff. We've got a good one here in Tom, and we have a situation where he is always stuck behind the eight ball because of all the other stuff he has to deal with. If he could be a lawman and have the resources he needs, and he's great with the community and great with the outreaching and being in events he needs to be at, you know, his job would be a lot easier, and that's going to happen for him in Jefferson. But the main thing I want to bring up
Thanks,
is Dave. On Tuesday that Tom McClintock in El Dorado County, because we've been having all the way through the counties. In fact, we were in Weaverville last night, Hay Fork last Tuesday, and, of course, in Reading, we've been talking about the sanctuary position of the counties and the cities. City of Anderson has already signed a resolution. We're going to have Mayor Browning in next week into the Patriot meeting that Anderson will not comply with the illegal law of a sanctuary state in California. Tom McClintock on Tuesday had mentioned to the Republican Central Committee in El Dorado County that there was a bill that had a rider attached that counties that sign on saying they will respect the Constitution and not comply with the sanctuary state position would receive grant money from Congress that they would not get. They would get that federal money that you were talking about in the paper, Tom. You'd get that federal money. That particular bill didn't get out of committee. Because in this particular issue was a rider on the bill, which means it wasn't the main issue. But McClintock said that they are reintroducing a bill that would say that would help our law enforcement, that would help our counties so that we could comply with the Constitution of the United States. And that's going to be a standalone bill that's going to be introduced right away. And we're the first county to hear it outside of El Dorado. We're spreading that all the way through Jefferson. So I want to encourage you, Tom.
Thank you, Terry. I appreciate your support. It was a pleasure and an honor to be at the Patriots meeting to bring them an update. I think their rough count that I looked at, there was probably about 125 people there that night.
Okay. Actually, it was well over 150, and there was a lot of people. I mean, Commander Gibson comes every week. It's not that the folks that come to these meetings are, you know, just folks that want to, you know, have pitchforks. And you know that, Tom. I mean, those are all friends and neighbors.
Yep.
The
yep,
fun thing
people.
Is that every week we have about 20 people, and I don't know them, but they're coming in because they want liberty, and they understand what's happening in California. And with us winning the first round, we won the first round in federal court. That's amazing. It's history-making. But again, you know, as they say, a prophet's not respected in his own land, which means that Jefferson doesn't get the due diligence it should through the media here in Reading and in Shasta County. But, Tom, thanks for the great job you do. It was a great meeting the other night. Look forward to having you again, buddy. And,
thanks,
you know,
Terry.
Listen, in Jefferson, you'll get those resources so you can do what you need to do, and that's enforce the law.
Thanks, Terry. Okay, hey, Tom, you were going to talk about the some plans on getting some more jail beds. I mean, the Board of Supervisors borrowed $300,000 or $200,000 from the community policing partnership, and then $200,000 out of their budget
right.
surplus.
That helps for the out-of-county beds.
For the out-of-county beds. Okay.
But so we're looking at, we have to get approved through the Board of State Community Corrections, and if we can do a little bit different in our operations within the facility and get a new rating,
we might be able to add some beds within the facility. It'll be a few, but it's better than a stick in the eye, and it gives us a little bit more room. The beds would be filled immediately. It could be up to 60 beds.
Oh, well, that's a significant. I thought you were going to talk like 10.
No, but even then, 60. Remember, we get 30 to 60 bookings a day. That'd probably be filled up the first day, or definitely the first two days.
But it's a help. At least it's a help. You can take them again. You go for the
worst. So there's some hoops that we have to go through and some legal areas that we have to research to make that happen, and we're working hard on that.
I'm still, dumbfounded why we can't have like a portable facility that, like a holding facility
even
we could hold 100 people in, that that they have bathrooms and you have cameras on them and all that, and it's, double wire enclosed so they can't get out, and you've got, you can put private security in there just to, make sure they're okay, just to hold them until trial.
Yeah, you can't put the private security in there.
Okay, well, then we could.
The idea of your modular portable unit is a good idea. They still have to meet the state standards for jails for the modular security, and then it's the operational cost. So let's put in a 100-bed facility. That 100-bed facility would probably be a few million dollars to operate,
or
the medical cost, the people to run it.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've had this hour, and it's always great having you on, Sheriff, because you always give us such insight. A lot of doom and gloom. Let's talk about, we have a minute left, positive stuff. Shoot some positive things that are happening.
Positive stuff is we have some very dedicated men and women that are here serving our community day in and day out. Yeah, we're short-staffed, but they're here to serve you and the community. And that's a good thing about it. We're always trying to hire people. So if you know people that are looking for a job, it could be a deputy sheriff. It could be a person working in our records unit. We have a great North State here. We're working together with the new chief of police, Roger Moore, with Chief Johnson and Anderson, trying to make differences in our community, trying to get a handle on the homeless issue here. So we're all putting our heads together for the betterment of our community. We have a great North State. People come here to visit, and let's make it and improve it a little bit better. So trying to put a little bit of sunshine into some of the doom and gloom that we've heard earlier today with some of the law changes and stuff. But it's all about our public servants working to improve Shasta County.
Working as a team, and that's one of the things we really like is how y'all, and it's not, you have Anderson, you have Sheriff's Department, you have Reading Police, you have the California Highway Patrol, you have Marshal's Office.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the Fish and Game aren't in there someplace.
They do.
They've gotten the Fish and Game guys in there too. So
Fish
I mean,
Wildlife now, but yeah.
Well, yeah.
But they're
they
here.
Haven't changed the
We're
name.
All working
they haven't
together.
Changed the names yet.
Don't forget Cal Fire, because they're
Cal
part
Fire.
Of our team, and they have Leo's out there. Leo's a law enforcement officer. But we are all working together to have a better Shasta County, and that's the main thing.
Sheriff Tom Basinko, thank you very much. Tomorrow, you've heard, is Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget will be on, but also our newest, our Board of Education, the superintendent of our Board of Education, who's running for office, will be with us tomorrow.
Tomorrow is Breast Cancer Awareness Day. I'll be out interviewing some of the docs, as well as coming in live out in front of KIXC. And tomorrow the bridge will be lit up in pink tomorrow night as well.
Okay. Everybody have a great day. We'll be be careful out there.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2140.